Well,
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Now, he has a picture of Bishop Baker. Did you ever know Bishop Baker? Bishop Moses Baker.
That one man?
Yes, right here. Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, we were going to talk a little bit about Bishop Baker.
Okay.
Is that, okay, cool.
I wish I would have put it up early if I had got it early.
Okay, well, yeah. But,
okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me pull that out there. I'm getting ready to go in there now and see. No, sir, I don't. Let me refresh.
No.
Okay. Okay. Raise the veil.
So let's go here. Change.
Let me put my phone on silent.
Cutting that off on
the
that side
button. Oh, do you have one over there? So it is this one, right?
No, it is that one.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, and the prophetic encounter.
We should be. We are going. Let me know
what.
You see it.
Oh, let me back up here and see. Yes, sir.
We have to.
Okay.
We're getting ready to go on, and exactly. You let it count down now.
How many minutes?
It's only a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Let me share this to my other pages. All righty. Well, praise the Lord. We are grateful and we are thankful, amen, to be live again for the prophetic encounter again. And my name is Bishop Aramis Johnson. I give you holy greetings from God's house of prayer for all people. And I'm also the presiding prelink of the Sabbath Keepers International Fellowship of Churches. And I'm excited tonight to have somebody that I have watched from a kid on up to now. None other than a pastor. He's been a friend. He's been someone I can talk to no matter what time it is. Amen. This is Bishop Walter Hill from Under Watchful Care Ministries. So without further ado, let us pray first. Let's pray. Amen. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for what's going to take place tonight. We thank you for the people, lives that are going to be, amen, impacted on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for miracles. We thank you for deliverance, oh God, now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, now for every life that will be impacted tonight and those that even will watch it at a different time. Father, we thank you and we ask you to let your glory, let your anointing, let your power saturate every phone, every computer, every iPad, every tablet, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your anointing, hallelujah, do the work and the do, God, tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
Have your way tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bishop, I don't know about you, but I feel the power of God already inside of here tonight. Amen. And I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. So I'm going to give him a moment. Amen. We're just going to talk just for, amen, a few minutes. Amen. Talking about, amen, where you come from, your name of your church. Amen. Number that they can reach you at or whoever for more information. Amen. So you have to just tell us about you. Amen.
I'm Bishop Walter Hill, and I'm a product of the Holy Church of Living God. And everybody call it 14 Grunthal. Address is 1598 West 14th Street in Grunthal.
Yes, sir.
I was a part of that church until I got my call from God, and I stayed and I stayed and I stayed. And then when the Lord saw fit, then he sent me somewhere else, and I was the assistant pastor at Pentecostal 920 Gano Street in Orange Park.
All right.
And from there, I moved out on my own, and the Lord has been blessing me ever since. Mm-hmm. So that's where I am. And now I'm located at 564 East 64th and Southland Street. That's on the north side of town, off 63rd Street by the Rexall Street Barber Pharmacy, and across the railroad track is where we're located.
Amen. Amen. All right. And it's just a pleasure to be here with you tonight, Bishop. We have some people watching. We already have 248 viewers that are watching as we're speaking now. God bless you, Pastor Timothy Jones Jr., all the way from Miami. He's watching. He said, God bless you, Bishop Hill and Bishop Johnson. Amen. And I have some other people watching. Share this video. Share this live. I'm sorry. Like and share. Amen. Let people know that we are on tonight. Amen. And that if you want prayer, if you need prayer, amen, we're going to be praying for some folk tonight. There will be a number that will come across the bottom of the screen that will be where if you need prayer to call in for prayer. Amen. We're not opening the lines just yet, but we're going to have some conversation. But I wanted you to see the number so that you can have it already at your disposal so that when its lines are open, amen, we can take calls and we will be able to pray for you. So, Bishop, I grew up, amen, watching you playing, preaching, singing, amen, letting how the Lord just use you. I've never met such a genuine down-to-earth person that is showing up full of the Holy Ghost. You know, people say it and then they change. But you have always remained the same, even in the store. I've seen you in the doctor office. You know, you have always remained the same. And so you talked about Holy Church of the Living God as being a product of there. Let's see. Tell us a little bit about Bishop Baker. Yeah, let's hear a little bit about Bishop Baker.
Bishop Moses Baker, he used to work downtown. I don't know. Wherever the place was, maybe kind of like the shipyard or whatever, and we are Sabbath observers. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, the supervisor would come and get him and let him know before the sun went down. He was a great musician, pianist, and organist, and he had such anointing upon him that it just drew people, and he knew how to talk to people. You know, a lot of people belittle people, but he knew how to talk to you. And he always had a word of encouragement. I remember when I was seeking the Holy Ghost, and I know I had gotten it. They had never told you that you got it.
Right.
He called me Brother Williams. He said, come back tomorrow night and pray some more. You pray so wonderfully. Come back tomorrow night and pray some more. And I've been praying some more ever since.
Wow. Amen. Wow. I remember Bishop Baker. The man was a preaching machine. He was a preaching machine, and he was saying, oh God, I remember him. And even as he gotten older, because God called him home, that was 100 and...
He was 103 or 4 or 6, whatever.
Yeah, he was over 100 years old. Amen. And I never forget one time when he came over to the church, he was in a wheelchair, and he never not knew the presence of God.
Thank you, God.
And I never forget it. I was sitting by him one time, and he was showing me his cufflinks, and they were MB on it. He said, well, that stands for Moses Baker, you know, which I already knew who he was. But then he was talking about the Lord, and he, with the quickening when he did it, you know, and I never forgot that. I never forgot that. So many lives that he touched, and, you know, you don't see leaders too much like Bishop Baker now, you know. These folk were concerned about your soul. They didn't care nothing about your money. They were concerned
exactly.
about your soul. And he had the anointing. He had the power. You was telling me something about a lady was blind or something.
Yes, it was a family in the church. And the name was Blue. And Sister Blue had one daughter, and that daughter had five or six children, and one of the girls went blind, and we believe in prayer and divine healing.
Yes, sir.
And they brought her to church, and he began to pray, and the anointing of God fell from the top to the bottom, and the whole house was filled where everybody was sitting like on the day of Pentecost.
Wow.
And he prayed. And I asked her, could she see? She said she could see barely. And when he finished the prayer, the girl was seeing.
Wow.
And she's grown. I don't know how many children she has. And she is still seeing. For the Bible tells us, St. Mark 16, 17, and 18, these signs shall follow them that believe. We are not following the signs, but the signs follow us as believers.
What you say?
That's right.
My God. Yes, sir. I remember that I was talking to Ella Green yesterday night. In Georgia, and he was telling me about it was a man that was dead or something.
Yes, yes.
And he, Bishop Baker, prayed and laid hands on the man, and he's still alive to this day. Amen. The miracles and the signs, like you say, and one that followed them. Amen. And he had it. Amen. He had it. Glory to God. And I got kind of ahead of myself tonight. This is the prophetic encounter, but tonight what dropped in my spirit was miracles, and I know me and you sure enough know about miracles.
We know about miracles.
Because I done been to death door a few times myself, and I know sure enough the enemy had his wanting to take you out of here a couple of times.
Yeah, the last incident.
Yeah.
I think it was in May or June.
Wow. Tell us about that, Bishop.
Well, as you get older, your body does not respond to stimulus and things like it used to.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe in divine healing, but Bishop taught us that there's nothing wrong with medication.
Right.
Because Luke was a physician.
That's right.
And said, if you're strong enough, you know, you trust God, and you have to get off your medication gradually according to your faith. And if you don't have faith, then you take your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of that, I have a grandson. And I used to take him back and forth from one program to another. And I kind of felt kind of bad a few days, you know, and I don't really talk about it. And I thought, I said, well, Lord, that's what I said. Well, Lord, and yes, Lord. So my grandson said, Granddaddy, I need you to take me to, it was a program over in Brentwood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was night, and I couldn't even fathom. I was going through so much. Because if you don't go through nothing,
mm-hmm.
you can't show nothing.
That's right. That's
see,
right.
Much power, much prayer, much power. You're overcome by the words of testimony.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have a testimony without having a test?
Come on.
And these tests come to trials,
mm-hmm.
proven. So anyway, my wife has a little small green Toyota, and I had commenced to take my grandson, and I was on 20th Street Expressway between Fairfax and Merrill Avenue.
Oh, wow.
And, all of a sudden, it was dark, and there was a car in front of me. And anybody know me that I don't drive fast, you know, automatically.
Right.
I drive, you know, if I need to. You know, I can drive with everybody else, you know.
Right.
But I'm conscious. I leave in time like the old folks and don't try to run over everybody in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this lady stopped abruptly in front of me, and the little Toyota hit her car. And in the midst of what was going on, I saw the lady. My concern was more about my grandson. And as time progressed, I started rescuing everything coming up. And they asked me, Could I get out the car? Would I get out? Or could I put the car in? Whatever. The lady was in front of me. We had the same insurance company.
Mm.
And she came back and she looked to see me was okay. And she went back. She said she was not hurt. So she was waiting for the rescue. And they tried their best to get me out of that car. I said, I am not going nowhere until you take care of my grandson.
Wow.
Take care of my grandson. I'll go wherever you want me to go. Said, what hospital you want to go to? You know, and by law, they have to take you to the closest. I want to go to St. Vincent. So anyway, when I get in this emergency vehicle, I went on there to UF on 8th Street, and I was in there, and looked like my whole world had turned upside down. And I had on a pair of expensive shorts.
Uh-oh.
You know, they was two-sided.
Oh, wow.
I was laying in there. I looked around, and I was naked. They had cut all my clothes off.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, when I was kind of halfway coming through, and I knew who I was, and I said, well, Lord. I was trying to come out of it, and one of my daughters came, and then some other children came. And they said, well, Mr. Hill, look like we're going to have to keep you. I said, oh, Lord, Jesus, I don't want to stay in the hospital. Because, you know, I'm a musician. I was playing for a church on Southside, and I had need to be rehearsing on Thursday, and so I could get my money on Sunday morning. You know, I did the job. But anyway, they put me in a little room. It was so close. I could put my left hand out, and I was touching the wall. And
wow.
I said, what kind of little room is this? And I said, I'm so thirsty. They wouldn't give me nothing to drink. So eventually, when you have a family member working to the hospital, they came in and gave me some precedence. And so they take me upstairs, and I stayed one day. Well, Mr. Hill, we need to run some more tests. We need to run some more tests. And, you know, they believe in giving you shots. I'm not allergic to shots, but I don't, you know,
yeah,
lean towards them.
I feel you.
So they gave me so many shots. And so I was in the bed, and I looked like I was just so full. And they were trying to feed me. But because of the love of God and the anointing, the people in the hospital, they kept drawing and kept coming to that room. And they was more like friends and family.
Mm.
And that day went on to day two, day three. And I thought, I said, well, I've had enough of this now. I'm ready to go home now.
Right.
And they said, well, Mr. Hill, you got to stay a little while longer. And they're taking some tests. And they said, Mr. Hill, whatever name they gave it, it was the one that takes everybody out. It sounded like
sepsis.
Sepsis.
Wow.
And
that's a blood infection,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a blood infection.
Wow.
So anyway, I had that. And so they kept a few days. I ended up staying almost 7 days. I said, now, Lord, I need to get out of here. Because it seemed like the wall was closing in on me.
Jesus.
And I stayed. And so they said, well, you were lucky. I said, I wasn't lucky. I believe in God. That was a miracle from God. Because that was an infection that had gone all over my body. That's why I was responding in the manner that I was.
Wow.
Because that infection had gone all over.
My God.
The power of God.
Watch out, Bishop.
The power of God.
Yes,
from
sir.
The crown of my head to the sole of my feet.
Yes, sir.
Saturated me.
Yes, sir.
And allowed me to come out of there.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow. See, God is real, you know. Case people, you may not know. And it's a lot of folk, you know, they say, oh, God is real, God is real, God is a healer. But if you ain't never been sick,
glory,
if you ain't never been on your bed of affliction,
you can't tell it.
You can't say you can say it, but
right,
it's a difference when you have experienced that, God being a healer. You got a better understanding. You have a deeper understanding and respect, amen, and a appreciation, amen, for God healing you. Amen. And I'm around here preaching and traveling and everything, and I had a bilateral pulmonary embolism.
Oh, yes.
Had a clot in both of my lungs and could not breathe. Amen. And the enemy told me that I was going to die. But I heard the voice of the Lord say, you shall not die.
Jesus.
But you're going to live.
Live.
But I through it all, I learned, as the song Andre cries, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in him. And I could not put my trust even in the doctors, because they didn't even know how I was breathing on my own and how I was not in any pain. Amen. And I did not start experiencing pain until they started treating me for the clot.
Right.
Ain't that something?
That's right.
Amen. And breathing was not the easiest thing to do, but I thank God that he amazed every doctor every pulmonologist, amen, every doctor that was there, because I was on oxygen, amen, I was in a wheelchair, amen, and then I graduated from the wheelchair to the walker, and they told me that I would have to be on oxygen for the rest of my life. And I'm sitting here now talking to whoever listening, and I'm talking to you, amen, and I don't have an oxygen tank. I ain't never had took one. I took one home, but I got rid of that.
All right.
And amen, and I thank God because, amen, he proved himself to me. He proved himself to me. So miracles, I know God is a healer. I know he's a miracle-working God.
He's a miracle-working
yes,
God.
Yes, sir. So we're going back, amen, to that. Amen. The church that you pastor is under Watch for Care Ministries. Amen. I have grew up, amen, with fellowship, amen. And a lot of who I am today is because of how I was reared up in the church and being around the people of God.
Yes.
Amen. And you were one of the ones that I've always admired and I've watched from a child because your relationship with God and your anointing that you have is so real. It's authentic, and it's not like you trying to copy, off of somebody else. And that's oftentimes what you see now. People are always trying to be like the next person.
Yeah,
amen.
Somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and you came, you will be better yourself being just who you are. And I thank God for just you being real and allowing God to use you. You spoke words over my life as God has given them. Amen. And some come in the past and some already done came to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. I thank God for every miracle he brought me through. Amen. And how he raised me up. Amen. And yes, sir. And I came out seemed like stronger every time.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. That each trial comes. Amen. To make us strong. Amen. So in case y'all didn't know who Bishop Baker was, can you turn that around in this camera right here? Amen. Show them just that picture, if you will. That's Bishop Moses Baker right there. Bishop Moses Baker. Amen. A giant. Amen. In the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Say a bishop and make. Amen. Pastor, he said, the little man with the big jaw. Amen. Amen. And he was known for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Real quick, we got a lot of people watching. We have a lot of folk watching. All right. Let me just see. I'm acknowledge Howard, I see you. Bishop Howard, I see you. Ezekiel, I see you. Sister Jackie Toby, God bless you. Elder Banks, God bless you. Sister Alice, God bless you. Alice Murr, God bless you. Charmaine, God bless you. Sister Samson, God bless you. Darian, God bless you. Sister Marvette, God bless you. Sister Joyce Benham, God bless you. Pastor Cornish, God bless you. We got even Sister Robinson, God bless you. Sister Marvley, God bless you. Shawana K, Kai, God bless you. Amen. Pastor Sapp, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Tracy, God bless you. Sister Barbara, God bless you. Ayana, God bless you. Missionary, amen. Libby, God bless you. Amen. Aaron, God bless you. Joshua, amen. Robert Weaver, God bless you. Amen. Carter, amen. Edna Carter, God bless you. Amen. Victor Johnson, God bless you. And all of the others that I cannot see that are watching us now. Amen. God bless you. You are tuned into the Prophetic Encounter. And tonight we're just talking about miracles. And you know what came to me was this whole COVID-19 thing, how so many people are afraid. And, you know, fear is torment. You know, fear have you scared to come out your house.
False evidence appearing real.
Yes, sir. False evidence appearing real. Amen. I love that. Amen. And I... You know, the virus, yeah, it's real. It exists. But as a believer, I don't live my life in fear.
I don't either.
Amen, because I know God's going to take care of me. Amen.
Take
Amen, right. And the people that have been cured and healed of it are more than the people who have gotten sick and dying from it.
Amen.
But they're so stuck on that negative side of it. Amen. But we know God to be a healer. And COVID-19 is just a name.
The 19th strand.
That's it. You know, but there's a name that's above every name. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I thank God tonight, amen, that I don't care what's going on around us. God's people are going to be protected. Amen. Even those that may have died from it, that is in God, you know, amen, hallelujah, amen, to die is to gain, amen, hallelujah, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, and it used to be time that the saints would talk about the other side and get happy. Ella Jones, Pastor Jones, amen, talked about Mother Swift.
Oh, yeah, Mother Swift.
Yes, sir. Woo, you get that. That
oh, Jesus.
She, yes, sir. She would get happy about the Lord. Oh, God, and I tell you, I miss her, amen, as well, amen, because she knows she would get happy in a New York minute, amen, and she was just so, amen, a sweet mother in the Lord as well, amen, hallelujah. Pastor Wright, God bless you, amen. Mike, God bless you, good to see you, amen, on and watching. Bishop, is there anything you want to share from the Word, anything the Lord is giving you to share with the people? This is your camera here. If you would like to share, amen, with them, we're doing good as far as time is concerned. We're doing wonderful. Just as the Lord leads you, if any God has given you anything. If not, we're going to talk some more.
But, well, we'll just talk some more because I'm not seeing anything right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, we could talk some more. Tell us about, you mentioned the last event. We're just talking about miracles, And I know that, you know, even your wife has had a miracle, you know, miracles done in her life. You know, and
speaking of that, I was in the hospital that month, and by the time I got home and got settled, then she was in there about the same amount of days. So the enemy, when he fights, he's fighting both of us.
Wow.
And my wife has, they call it lupus.
Mm-hmm.
They call all those things. But the Bible tells me there's no other name under the sun whereby man must be saved by the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they can identify, you know, by the germs and diseases and whatever. But my wife had never been sick, had never had to go to the doctor. No more than besides having those children. And when this situation came up, when she was working at UF Health,
mm-hmm.
and they discovered that she had, whatever they call it, swelling, the anemia.
Mm.
Her supervisor advised her, she said she was going to ride it out. She used to work for the city of Jacksonville, and she was going to retire. But a co-worker saw her, and they pushed in that chair right on around in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the word until late on that night because my sister-in-law, she had everything up under control. Like God had everything up control. And from one thing to another, we found ourselves going down to UF Health when it was Shands and University, no hospital on A Street.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, University Medical Center.
Duval Medical Center.
Yeah. We find ourselves, we young in the Lord, both us saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, having the ears baptism, speaking in tongues, speaking in dialect, and living the life that we sing and pray and talk about. So when these symptoms come up, they sent us to the clinic, and we went on to the clinic, and I felt like somehow that I had let God down. And you know, as being a child of God, we have things that we don't tell nobody.
Right.
And there's nothing hid from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it was what you call an unspoken. I began to repent. I said, Lord, is it me because this had happened to my wife? And she did the same thing. But meanwhile, they call in the bank, Mary Hill. Mm. And she goes back in the bank. By that time, she had started looking gray, you know. And there was a young man outside there. He said, Mr. Hill, how are you? I'm fine. How you doing, son? I'm doing fine. I looked at him in face. I said, the Lord is going to heal my wife. He said something negative, and I said, do not put your hands on me, because I believe God.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of the situation. We had gone from one place to another. And finally, when the Lord got through doing, because sometimes the Lord uses circumstances and situations to whip us up in shape.
Right, right, right.
We had a 14-year-old daughter, and my wife was on dialysis, and we lived in an up-and-down house, and we had to put her downstairs, and she had a machine, and the children were going to school. The three of them, one of the oldest, had just gone to the service. So I'm still working at the school, playing for church and doing what I need to do. Put her on at night and get off in the morning.
Wow.
And me and the children go and leave her. Somebody was always in and out. But by faith, she caught faith in God. They told her not to get out of the bed. She got up out that bed, downstairs, and was walking up the steps. She
wow.
said they had to get her strength back. Next thing I know, that she was driving. I threatened to take the keys from her.
Wow.
But she said, do you want me to just to lie down? I can't take this like this. So meanwhile, in the process of doing whatever phase of dialysis we were doing in the house, that person came out and said, Miss Hill, your stats look so good.
Wow.
Let's hold off tomorrow. And it went on from that. It went on from that. And eventually, we got off of that. My wife was off of that for 20 or more years.
Wow.
And they said, you never get off dialysis.
Wow.
I'm a witness that she got off dialysis.
Wow. Amen.
Her kidneys awoken.
Wow.
My mother-in-law was the mother of the church, and she was a prayer warrior. And she prayed. She said, Lord, wake up those kidneys.
What you say?
Lord, wake up those kidneys.
What you say?
And
now?
She had a prayer that she prayed, Lord, touch, heal, deliver. And I had one added to it, restore.
Yes,
so you
sir.
Can't be restored until the Lord do what he needs to do in you.
Yes,
and
sir.
You got to have the faith
yes,
of
sir.
God. Despite what it looks like, it's never what it looks like. But this is only a test.
Yes, sir.
For you to get to the next level where the Lord has proportioned and stationed you to be there.
Wow. Wow. Well, I tell you, and I know she was a miracle, you know. I began to, you know, it's so many, you know, when you think about it. And I know for me, I sometimes be driving or doing whatever I'm doing. And sometimes you just go down memory lane thinking about, you know, you didn't have this and then
right.
now you got it. And, you know, maybe you couldn't do this and now you could do it. And I was driving one time and the power of the Lord filled the car.
All right.
And before I knew it, I had done took my hands off the
up.
Wheel.
Upon the Holy Ghost of rest.
Yes, sir. And the car stayed going straight.
All right.
The power of God is real. The power of God is real. And we're believing tonight for you, for miracles. We're believing God to touch you, heal you, deliver you, and fill you with the Holy Ghost. So many people are focusing just on getting you saved. We want you saved and we want you filled with the Holy Ghost.
The new birth.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I need to kind of come in here a little bit.
Yes, sir.
You know, all of us were born, and we were born. We don't know the time, but the mother has somewhere the idea. And if it was a glorious occasion, we're supposed to mourn when one comes in. But it was joyous.
Mm-hmm.
But that birth was not sufficient. We need the new birth, St. John 3:5-7.
Yes, sir.
You got to have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. The same
yes.
spirit that was in Christ Jesus will also quicken your mortal body. You need to have that same spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
the works
sir.
Of the flesh can
Amen.
Get you there. You can do all the works that you want to do. Faith without works is dead, but you got to have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Some people say the Holy Spirit. They say that he, whatever. But I'm talking about the Spirit of God that came on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, sir.
And filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Yes, sir.
You know, there were people from different dialects.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, and they began to speak as the Spirit of God gave utterance.
Yes,
and
sir.
And somebody had one dialect and didn't understand, but somebody else understood what they were saying.
Yes, sir.
You need to understand what the Lord is saying.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Step up your purpose.
Yes, it. That's it.
He is a purpose for your life. Everything that's happened, it's a purpose for it.
Yes. Yes.
You don't have to be pitiful,
that's
but
it.
You can be powerful with a great testimony. But there's a great prize to get a great testimony. You've got to go through the test.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, it's amazing how we put off that. We do when we did wrong, we didn't think twice about it.
Right.
But when it's time to commit our lives and selves to God, we get slow sometimes. I'm sorry. We got some more people. I thank you, Bishop Bussey, for your seed. Also, my mechanic. Thank you, Mitch, for that. God bless you. Thank you for showing. We have Apostle Tate, amen, on here. Stacy, God bless you. Pastor Evans, God bless you. Amen. Sister Darisol, God bless you. We have so many people watching tonight. But if I could just leave something with you, give God everything. Give him, cast your cares upon him, for he care for you. Why? You know, I thought about it this way. It's a disgrace to God, to the person that gives you breath every day, gives you the mind to think, give you the ability to think and to do what you want to do.
That's right.
And you don't give him nothing.
You
don't give him nothing. The first thing I do in the morning, the first thing I do as I live, I wake up and I look up and I say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for waking me up.
Watch
thank you for me.
Long.
I know who I am. I'm in my right mind.
Yes.
You know, God, I know where I'm at. I can dress myself. You know, some people have had strokes and things, and they can't even walk no more on their own. They need a walker. They need something that helps them walk to regain their independence. But, God, I don't need none of that stuff. Thank
yes.
you, God.
Thank
I can
you, God.
See out of both of my eyes.
Yes.
You know, might need some readers every now and then,
it's
but God,
help.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
But I thank you for the ability to see. I can hear out of both of my ears. I can taste. I can, you know, I don't need nobody, amen, to do anything for me, because God has allowed me to still have my independence. And you know, God ain't got to really, you know, really let nothing happen to you. He can do things to make you wish you were dead.
That's right.
You know, he can also make things happen to where, you know, he could forcefully get you to do his thing.
That's right. He doesn't do anything.
He's a gentleman. He lets you make it. And so the choice is yours tonight. If you're not saved, get saved. Amen. We're here. We want to pray for you. I want to open up the line tonight. I want to open up the line. And those that are watching, if you have a request, let us know by in the comment. Let us know that you hear us. Let us know, amen, that you're watching, amen. And so we can, you know, we can give you a shout out. But I want to open the lines, and I want to pray right now, amen, you and me together, amen. Pray for some people, because I want to believe God with you. I want to believe God for you. And if you are watching and God is leading you to sow a seed, amen, amen, sow a seed, amen. Hallelujah. This is good ground, I can assure you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we ain't doing this for the money, however, but amen. But if you sow a seed, it will go back into continuing this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. So call in. Call in. Thank you, Apostle. God bless you. Amen. But call in now. The number's on the screen. Area code 563-999-3060. 563-999-3060. Amen. Call in. We want to pray for you. We want to believe God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I really believe God is going to touch somebody tonight.
Glory.
God
glory.
Is going to do something for somebody tonight. Amen. Because of your faith. Amen. Somebody's now pulling in the Spirit. They're pulling now for, if they could just talk to me, if they could just pray for me, if they could just let me know that God
yes.
see what I'm doing. Do he see me, what I'm going through? Do he really hear my cry? Do he really know what I'm going through? Amen. Let them say something to me to let me know. So I'm telling you now, this is your confirmation. Amen. God is all seeing. He's all knowing. And he's here just for you. Amen. So call that number so we can pray for you. And tell you what thus say the Lord. Hallelujah. Call in, amen, and allow us to pray for you. Amen. If you have a special prayer request, if you can't get through for whatever reason, put it down in the comment. Already somebody inboxed me, amen, a prayer request. Amen. Just that fast. Hallelujah. Let's see. Pray for me. It's been hard since my brother passed in January 14, 2020, the funeral. Okay, and it's in. Okay, so pray for her, amen. She lost her brother, amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray for you, Sister Stacy. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord, Reverend Leonard Marshall is watching. Lord Jesus, one of the baddest musicians preaching to people. Amen. I know. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray for you. Amen. We have a caller.